This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
It's, timey-wimey thing.
Timey what? Timey-wimey?
I've no idea where he picks that stuff up.
All right, so this is our first episode of the Timey-Wimey Podcast Hour, and we're going to talk about Doctor Who. Everybody probably already knows me from a million other podcasts, but I'm Ronnie, and here with me is
Austin
and Shane.
And so for this introduction episode, pretty much we're just going to tell you our favorite doctors and maybe some favorite episodes that we had, and then see where the conversation goes from there. After that, each podcast will be 45 minutes to an hour, where we'll talk about different Doctor Who stuff. So, Shane, you're the oldest, youngest guy in the room. How'd you get into Doctor Who?
Well, it probably all started way back in the 80s. Get off work, come home, you know, 11 o'clock midnight, and they'd have Doctor Who, old reruns of Doctor Who on PBS. Mostly Tom Baker and Pertwee. Was the doctors back then.
Right.
We'd, you know, sit there and they'd have three or four episodes on. We'd watch it and couldn't wait till the next night.
Yeah. So it was actually like back-to-back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hours or?
They show an hour or two of it, you know, three or four episodes, and we'd watch it and have a good time.
Yep. Austin?
Well, I actually got into Doctor Who playing in the computer room at our old house. And I was playing Cars, and you walk in all excited, because this is when the Christopher Eccleston run had just started up, and you started out with a nerdy joke going, knock, knock, and I'm like, who's there? You said, the Doctor, and I said, Doctor Who, and you were like, exactly, and then run back into the living room. So I'm just like, what the heck?
Yeah. So as everybody knows, that Austin is my son, so for me, it was probably back, like Shane said, in the 80s, but for me, it was like right before school started. The old Tom Baker episodes were on, or even, it just didn't matter. It was just Doctor Who, you know? And so it was Doctor Who, and then as soon as those were over, I knew I needed to get my to the corner, so that way the bus was going to be there. And then, fast forward to 2005, right? 2005?
Yeah.
That's when Eccleston came back, and you actually texted me, I think, or we were talking about it, or
whatever.
Yeah,
we were talking about it or something.
And then, I think I missed, like, the first two or three episodes of it, so I had to go back and watch that way back then. But, like Austin just said, it was on, like, Donkey Kong from there, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, we go to cons all the time. And that's, I was thinking about this the other day, is, like, we always have our checklist when we go to a con. It's like, is there a new Sonic Screwdriver out? Is there a new whatever TARDIS variation? And, like, we'd hurry up and get that out of the way so that way we can enjoy the con from there.
Yes. Get over the crazy hunt, man.
And we both met Matt.
Yeah, Matt Smith.
And you met Rory, right?
Yeah, Rory and Clara both.
Yep. I forgot about Clara, yeah.
How dare you.
So, who's your favorite variation of the Doctor?
Actually, it's probably a toss-up between Tennant and Smith. I like Tennant a lot. You know, well, I've liked them all, but I like Matt Smith just because of his goofiness and, you know, he was a little more comedic and a little more high energy, you know, than Tennant was. Tennant was a little more serious, and you know, like I said, I've liked them all, but, you know, them two, it's kind of hard to choose between them two.
Yeah. Austin?
Well, mine's kind of the same in that area, but I also liked Eccleston, because he was my doctor that I started on, and then it shifted into Tennant more because I was in elementary school, staying after during recess, doing math problems and figuring out and being like, brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And then my teacher would be like, what the heck are you doing? I'm just like, Doctor Who, don't know.
Right. And that's the thing, is like, each regeneration, like, what I remember when it went, well, Eccleston Tennant kind of went so fast or whatever, but I remember, like, the Tennant Matt Smith one, and I was like, who's this dude?
Yeah.
We couldn't stand him type thing. Well,
we stood around for like 3 days cussing and pissing and moaning because, you know, Eccleston, like, what the hell is that crap, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Ain't nobody else going to be able to replace him.
Yeah. Why would you even sign up for the first season?
Yeah, just do one season and quit.
And then quit, right.
What the hell is this crap?
Yeah. You done?
No. I really didn't like Matt Smith at first because David Tennant was my absolute favorite doctor. And then, like, they regenerated into Matt Smith. And I was like, oh, great. This is over. Blah, blah, blah. And then I started to like Matt Smith more and more. And then I just liked Matt Smith, and then his time came up, and he regenerated into Capaldi, and I was like, oh god, now Doctor Who's over for me all over again. And then I never really watched a lot of Capaldi episodes.
You haven't?
I gotta catch up.
Yeah.
You better.
Yeah. For me, I'm right there, because I think it's like you said, Shane, it's a tough one, because you like each one for various reasons, right? So, like, I liked Eccleston because he was kind of the smug, I know I'm right type of doctor. And then you had the Tennant one where he's serious and compassionate style, but not as serious as Eccleston. And then you had Matt Smith, who, like you said, was just running around zany, you know, taking a long way to get there to solve something. But, yeah, I would say Tennant's probably my overall favorite, even though Smith comes in probably second, and then Eccleston. But I did like Capaldi because of the
maturity level?
The maturity level, and then, like, his, like, he brought, like, the cranky old man back. And so,
yeah, he was kind of the cranky old man. It wasn't really cranky.
Yeah.
He just put it on as being cranky.
Right. And it was more like a out of time, or old man out of time type thing. So.
Tennant had the way of going of, you know, everything was fun and games, so it was time to kill somebody.
Right.
You know, no more second chances. Your ass is mine.
Right. Bye. Yeah. Right.
Well, even Eccleston had some of that too.
Yeah. Eccleston was like more, let's nip it in the bud before it even starts, yeah. Like with the from the first episode, the Rose episode.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's actually titled Rose.
Yeah, it is.
With the plastic people, and he was like, well, let's melt them and, you know, send them back to where they came from instead of, you know, dealing with them. So, this might be a bigger question than we can answer right now, but all time episode.
All-time favorite episode?
Yeah. The one that you can watch over and over and over again, no matter how many times it's on.
Blink?
You like Blink?
Yeah.
Blink was pretty good. I've always had, you know, there's always one at least during the season that's really, really good. And really the only one I really keep, you know, regular episodes is probably Vincent and the Doctor.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
That was always a good one.
Yeah. That one, I enjoyed that one more than I expected to. Lot more than I expected to.
That one kind of made me tear up a little bit because Vincent Van Gogh is my favorite author.
Right.
And then, or artist even.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might be that too.
What did I say?
Arthur.
Author.
I meant painter. Damn. But yeah, it was actually you that told me to watch that episode because he was my favorite painter, and like seeing the doctor interact with history lessons that I learned in art at the time was pretty cool.
Well, they couldn't have got nobody better to play Vincent anyways because, you know, he's pretty good. I liked him in Defiance.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good in that.
Yeah. Was it The Day of the Doctor?
Well, that's a good one, but
That's the...
Wasn't that the 50th episode, 50th anniversary?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the actually, I don't... I kind of count that kind of like a Christmas special type thing.
Okay. Okay. Well, because I was going to say that would be mine, but if we're going to count that as a special, then... Man. You know, the... I think this... Was it Silence in the Library?
Silence in the Library is really good, too.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that goes kind of...
See, now, you think about it more, I like The Lodger.
Yeah.
That was good, just because, you know...
Yeah.
I liked the astronaut episode with Crowley from Supernatural in it.
Yeah. Wonder Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good one, too.
Impossible Astronaut.
Yeah, The Impossible Astronaut.
Yeah.
As much as I hate to say it, I really liked Angels Take Manhattan, even though it was the episode where Rory and Amy died.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't die in that episode. They lived up to their 80s.
Yeah, but, I mean, when she kamikazed into that was kind of stupid.
That's the episode, the more you think about it, the madder you get.
Yeah.
Because even if that year was time-locked, they could have went back a year before and just hung out until they got there, and then, you know... Hung out a little while longer and left.
But kind of like, she didn't even have to kamikaze into angel.
That's just my theory on that whole deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't bad for what it was.
Kind of like A Town Called Christmas. Or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
Alright.
I liked Hitler, too.
Let's Kill Hitler. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was a funny one.
Especially, I liked the part where she regenerated into River.
Yeah, Melody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you didn't see it coming.
Yeah. So, special, I already said mine.
Yeah, Dead Doctor is really good. The Christmas Carol one with the stupid swimming fish, even though that part of it was kind of dumb, it was still a good episode. Yeah. It was a good twist on a Christmas story.
Yeah.
Is that the one where he's with Scrooge and he's using the screwdriver as a bait lure?
Yeah, basically.
I like the one with the spinning Christmas trees with Rose.
Yeah, that one was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Actually, this year's Christmas special with Capaldi was even though it didn't have a real bad guy in it, it was still pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of mix and matched a lot of the old stuff to the new stuff.
Yeah, and it was really good. Of course, you know, Gatniss helped write that one.
Right. Right.
So you put him in a. What's his face together? They can write anything. Moffat,
yeah.
Yeah, they can write.
Yeah. Because, well, Moffat wrote Blink.
Yeah.
And Bingo.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he did all that. So.
I mean, before he was actually the showrunner.
The showrunner, yeah. Because that was almost mostly... Was that still Davies back then?
Yeah, that was Davies back then.
Seeing a trend here.
Yeah.
Well, Moffat's a good writer.
Yeah. But I think that's, like, a lot of people have the issue with him having the show running part, like if he just had too much to do to actually outline and plot the overall arc.
Well, as long as he was working on just that, he was fine. You know, it was when he got to doing that and Sherlock that kind of got him in a pinch.
Right.
You know, he was really spreading himself thin.
Right.
I like Sherlock.
The John Hurt as the Doctor was great.
Oh yeah.
And I love the part where they all three meet for the first time. Where Tennant and Smith's already met, and then
Hurt comes, and he's like,
and they point the sonics at him.
It's like, which one are you, the Doctor? Well, it depends.
Yeah. And he says, "Why are you pointing at me? They're not water pistols."
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like,
what are you gonna do? Assemble a cabinet?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Let's see. What about favorite Who toy?
Oh, any of the Sonic screwdrivers.
Mine's actually not a Sonic screwdriver. It's the Vortex Manipulator.
Well, yeah.
That one was pretty cool.
And the David Tennant screwdriver, because of the sense of behind that, was after my baseball game. And it was just after you two got back from con or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I just won the game. And you give me a box, and this is the screwdriver, the David Tennant screwdriver, and the Vortex Manipulator, and like two packs of magic cards.
Right.
Which I don't have anymore.
I gave you a Vortex Manipulator for Christmas or birthday or something.
Then, yeah, I'm confused. I don't know. Yeah, I got the David Tennant screwdriver. I know that for sure.
I was going to say, because...
Yeah, I think I got you the past the erasable.
Yeah, it was that. It was whatever. The, yeah, it was his
Tenet's memory badge thing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That he could the yeah. blank sheet of paper.
Oh, it looks like a paper.
Yeah, the psychic paper.
They
yeah.
both kind of look blank.
Yeah, because I remember I bought that Vortex manipulator thinking, man, I really want this. And I got to looking at it, I'm like, I don't want this. Yeah. It was cool and I wanted it, and it wasn't cool. I was like, well, I'll give it to Austin. He'll like it more than I will. He'll get more use out of it.
I did like Torchwood a lot. And the Captain Jack episodes, Doctor Who, I always liked.
Yeah. Was the bombs over Paris or whatever? Where
bombs over London.
Or over London, right. Where he's in the big blimp ship.
Yeah, that's when they first met Jack.
Or, isn't there the one with the Daleks, too? And
where the Dalek is the Union Jack one?
No, that was Victor the Daleks.
Oh, that's right.
You're thinking, I'm
thinking of the one with Jack, and he's like trying to kill the Daleks, and like the soldiers are getting exterminated.
Is that the one on Space Station? On the Space Station, or whatever it was.
Yeah, and they're like, well, they're just basically they'll kill you, and he's like, you can try.
Yeah,
because he's immortal.
See, and you keep talking about like the empty child. That's Eccleston's one. That one was great.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Are you my mommy?
Yeah, just something as simple as a kid in a gas mask.
You're right.
One of the scariest Eccleston episodes for me was Living Plastic.
Which one was that?
The one where, I think it's where he first meets Rose.
Yeah, that's the first episode.
Yeah, the first episode. Yeah,
where all the mannequins start.
I remember being a kid, and you're just like, watch this with me. And I'm like, hell no. I'm like, eight. I don't need eight. I don't need to see this. And then, like, I remember because you were like, all right, the Living Plastics episode's over. And I was like, all right, cool. And then we continued the Christopher Eccleston marathon.
Yeah. What about any of the old series?
The old series? I haven't. I couldn't remember right now because it's been so long so I've actually seen any of the old series.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I think, like, I can't watch them, you know.
Right, yeah.
I usually end up watching reruns of everything from 2005 up.
Right. What about favorite companion? Is that going to be harder to choose than the Doctor?
Probably. I really liked Amy. Yeah, she really fit with Matt Smith really well.
Yeah.
And
Rose.
Rose was good with Tennant, you know.
She was my favorite companion because of her chemistry with David Tennant in the show. And then I liked Amy and Rory a hell of a lot.
Even Clara fit good with Matt Smith, but
yeah.
I wasn't sad to see her go when she got with Capaldi.
With Capaldi, right.
It was just, their chemistry just didn't work. It was just, you know, too much difference between them.
Right. What about older ones?
Older ones? I can remember Romana.
Right.
And that's about the only one I can remember. Because before that, you know, it was way, way, way back then.
Right. Yeah, I would say, for me, it'd probably be... Honestly, for me, it'd probably be Rose. And then Clara. Just because I thought her story was... cool.
Well, Clara had a cool story.
Had.
I like...
And that... But, I mean, I did like Amy, and I even like Rory. Like, I didn't like Rory until, like, the Roman... episode.
Well, he died and then came back as Roman.
Well, yeah, but...
they played him as an idiot.
Right. Yeah. Like Mickey.
Yeah, kind of like Mickey.
I kind of liked Mickey.
Mickey was just funny because, you know...
He's in the Living Plastic episode, too. Yeah. That was like I remember going back and watching that episode, and I was like, why was I scared of this? This is hilarious.
Mickey was an idiot when he started.
Yeah.
I kind of like Donna, too.
Donna, yeah?
Dr. Yeah, Donna. Donna was she fit with Tennant really well.
Yeah. So, who would be your least favorite companion, then? Of the newish ones?
No, man, we don't forgot about what's her face,
Martha.
Everybody forgot about Martha.
I kind of liked Martha.
Martha was okay.
I forgot about that episode.
I liked Martha when it was over, if that makes sense. Like going back and watching it now, I appreciate and like her more now than actually when it was on, and watching it, because I don't know. And Bob. Right?
Bob.
Oh, Bill.
Or Bill, yeah.
Bill, it's Bill, yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
Capaldi's.
That last one.
The last one.
I don't know. I haven't watched Capaldi episode.
Turned into the Mondosian.
Yeah.
Cyberman. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I still don't remember.
Yeah, you know.
Bill, she was...
Who was the one in the cave episode? Matt Smith. Angel Bob? Yeah, Angel Bob was
one of my favorite
characters.
Angel Bob.
He's turning into an angel. And it's just like, help me, doctor. I can't, Bob. You're an angel.
Only one any better was, hey, who turned out the lights?
Yeah. Which was in Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah. Hey, who turned out the lights?
Yeah. Because it seemed like...
Isn't that the one where River goes downstairs?
That's where we first meet River.
Oh.
In Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, Silence of the Library.
Which one's the one where she goes down into the sewer and they, like, the impossible astronaut with the...
Oh, yeah.
With the silence and everything, and, like, she goes down into the sewer, and she looks at the silence, and then they look at her, and she goes back up like nothing happened, and then she's like, well, I guess I gotta go check the sewer again, and just, like, goes down three times or whatever.
Right.
It's the same shit.
Yeah. So, favorite villain, then?
Probably the Angels.
Angels?
Angels or the Daleks?
Yeah, I think Angels are better than Daleks, man.
Yeah.
I always liked yelling and exterminate.
Because of the whole ownership rights, I guess.
They had to have the Daleks in at least one episode a season.
Right. So I think that, to me, like, saturates them. Like, if they put the Daleks on the shelf for like a season or two, then I think they would have more significance coming back, right?
There's only been like two Daleks I ever liked, and one was Dalek Khan, and the other one was Davros.
Right.
The main reason why I liked the Angels is because the image of an angel becomes an angel. So, like, when Amy's trying not to blink at the hollow angel that was coming at her, or the fact that they can turn statues into angels and took over the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. Because, see, I think, for me, I think the silence.
Yeah.
Just because the start of that story and the concept was cool. It's just, like, the end execution, I don't think, hit the mark. So, for them, I think it was...
Well, it was all... The silence and everything always seemed like a big confusing mess until the, you know, a town named Christmas or whatever that episode was. They kind of explained how they were part of the church too, you know.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And the ones in the with the angels where they were in that crash ship, you know, and where Amy was turned into an angel. They were all part of that papal mainframe too.
Yeah.
One of the cool parts of the silence was that you can turn away and forget about them, and then like that one angel in the bathroom blew up that lady. Right in front of Amy, just for fun.
The silence?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Because you said the angel.
I swear to God, I said the silence.
No, you said angel.
I also liked how the minifigure for the mini-mates looks kind of like a Slender Man.
Yeah. Mark Shepard. I like Mark Shepard.
Mark Shepard.
Since we're talking about that.
Would the Ood be considered villains?
No, the Oods are good guys. They've always been good guys.
Yeah.
I always liked the
Ood. Except that the black hole in space when the space devil got him.
Yeah. Remember the water on Mars?
Yeah.
That was scary.
That was a crazy special.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
At least it was something different.
Yeah.
I always liked the Guy Fawkes type villains, too, from the...
The Clockwork?
Yeah.
Clockwork Man?
Yeah.
They were cool.
I don't know the official names of these villains. I'm just going off what I know.
Even the one with the wooden puppets, you know. Puppet people. That was kind of cool.
Yeah. What was the one where... maybe it was the... Where they... I was trying to think who it was. It was Capaldi and Claire, I think, where they were in the cafe. And the people were downstairs. Where they weren't people, but they were, like, crashed there... like eons ago or whatever, and they kept rebuilding their until they were actually robots or whatever. So it was like a spin-off of the Clockwork
people. I know what you're talking about. It's just I can't remember what they're called.
Capaldi's
like first or second.
Yeah, he kept going, I've seen this before, you know.
Yeah, it was. And they both met at the cafe because of the ad in the newspaper that said Impossible Girl. So he was annoyed that she put an ad for him to go there. And then
that was actually... That was the first episode of Capaldi, wasn't it?
Maybe.
I thought, yeah, that, I thought
it was the first couple.
I thought the first one was he was still sick from the regeneration and, like,
he was, and the T-Rex. Dinosaur.
Yeah,
it's that episode.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Because that's where Missy first saw Missy again.
Yeah,
we're talking about episodes. One of my all-time favorite ones that I could probably watch 1,000 times would probably be the one where on the ship with the Banshee, since we're talking about villains. And, like,
do you like that episode?
Yeah, where they mark them, and they're like, well, you've killed us all, or whatever.
Sirens. They thought they were sirens.
Yeah. And
I forgot all about that when I saw that. Well, it stuck in my brain.
It only popped up because we were talking about different villains and characters.
Yeah.
I'll tell you another character I always liked, and that was Rory's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was funny.
Yeah.
Mr. Weasley.
Yep, Mr. Weasley. Well, that's just like the guy that played in the Scrooge episode.
Yeah, he was Dumbledore.
He was Dumbledore.
Well, the guy played the last, you know, the first Doctor, he was the caretaker in Hogwarts.
Oh, right.
Filch or whatever.
Yeah, he was the caretaker.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
He was in that, you know, Space and Time.
Yeah.
People are saying Super Hulock and stuff. Now they can say Harry Hulock.
Right. Yeah, because there's, like, tons of different
things. Oh, yeah, hell. Anybody... Well, the woman that voiced Cassandra, she was one of the teachers at Hogwarts.
Right, yep.
It was even a few episodes the only Cassandra was alive.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, you know, Harry Potter...
Well, and Tennant was even Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was the guy that...
Crouch Jr.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I remember that.
But then, like, people... It seems like a lot of people come back as important roles that they've already had in Doctor Who, too.
Cause, yeah. Because,
Amy and Capaldi were both in Fires of Pompeii, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't Capaldi Julius Caesar?
No, he was just that Roman guy. I couldn't tell you his name right now, but...
He was a cardinal in Three Musketeers.
And thanks to him leaving to Doctor Who, the show went to shit, and they canceled it.
Yeah.
He was the only one carrying the show. He was the only bad guy that had it was worth anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Musketeers kind of died fast after he left.
Yeah.
I think one show that has David Tennant in it that I still won't watch is Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones? He's the whole reason why that show's awesome.
I figured he plays a great purple man, but if he's like... If he would have showed up in Defenders or whatever, if she hadn't killed him or whatever, spoilers. But I think he would have been a great villain for the Defenders. Instead of
how... Did you just River Song us?
Yeah, I did.
No, spoilers.
Well, I forgot to say that earlier whenever... We were talking about someone dying.
Yeah, well, I mean,
then again, we're on a Doctor Who fan podcast, so
yeah,
they wouldn't have already seen it.
Yeah, I was going to say, anybody listening to this, they probably already seen the episode at least twice.
Unless they're pissed off that we're not talking about the new Doctor.
Yeah, well.
Well, he gets in there, too.
Yeah.
But, she'll get in here probably sooner or later. I'd like to see a few episodes first before I really not like her, but, you know.
I mean, yeah. I don't dislike her. The fact that I liked... Capaldi, even though I hadn't seen a lot of episodes.
Right.
And I just didn't want him to go so soon. It's not the fact that it's a girl being the Doctor. No.
Well, here's the thing
that I
didn't like. And I watched the Christmas special like 2 or 3 times, I think. I think I texted you like each time I did it. But like, I didn't like the regen part because we already seen it with Tennant and Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Like where he's hanging out of the TARDIS or the TARDIS kicks him out type thing. Now, if it would have been something cooler or a different twist on it for a new character, right, then it might have been better, but...
Talking about regenerations, what's your favorite... I would say, as a question, what would be your favorite regeneration animation type thing? Like, mine's David Tennant's, where he stuck his hands out or whatever and the lights hit him. And then, like, unless it was Eccleston that did it, and he turned into David Tennant.
Dude, the best one's when the War Doctor turns into Eccleston.
Yeah.
That's actually, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's actually better than the rest of them.
Yeah. That was cool. Like, that episode, it was cool, because that was our first glance at Capaldi and his eyes and his eyebrows when he called in the 13.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
To answer your question, though, regen-wise, I think it's a two-part answer, though, because I like the Tenet 2 map, and then followed by the episode premiere with them in it. Like, I think...
Answer it how you feel, then.
Well, I am.
Okay.
Because I think that Matt Smith's first episode after Regen with the fish sticks and custard. I mean, that was so cool that I got the little painting at the con
for it.
I like hunted it down because I saw it. We saw it that one day, and then like we couldn't navigate back to it each time, and then I was like, oh, I gotta have it now.
The more you think about it, the more you gotta have it.
Yeah, but like I think that first premiere with the new Doctor is like still my favorite one.
Even though
Matt's not my favorite Doctor, I think that episode is significant like that.
Yeah, he's more, like I say, he's more animated, so, you know.
Right, well, like, when Eccleston did with Tennant, it was the Christmas episode, mm-hmm. and he was pretty much in bed and in his pajamas the whole time.
Yeah.
Until he had the
sword. Hey, but he saved the world with a tangerine.
Right. And then, like...
he got his hand cut off and grew it back like a starfish.
Yeah. So.
That was pretty bad.
But then, like, when Smith did Capaldi, it was more... like, Capaldi was, like, a homeless guy the whole... pretty much the whole episode.
Yeah.
And didn't know what was going on. Which, I mean, I'm glad that they kept that part linear, like, new person, new personality, new traits or whatever.
New style.
New style. Like new taste buds, you know, or... Eccleston
had the leather jacket, and then it turned into the...
Well, yeah, that's kind of iconic, I think, except for... With Jody, I think there's, like, lots of all different Doctors.
Yeah.
Mashed into one, right?
Can I finish what I was saying?
No.
No.
But it went from, like, the leather jacket to whatever you would consider... David Tennant's suit or attire.
Right, yeah.
And then to the Matt Smith bow ties are cool.
Yeah.
Which they are.
Yeah.
He liked hats. Matt Smith liked hats.
He liked fezes.
He liked fezes and Stetsons and...
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
It's only two hats he had on, though, but, you know.
That was his thing.
Yep. You've had that for your ringtone the longest time.
Yeah. Fezzes are cool.
No, I need 12 Jimmy Dodgers or whatever, and a Stetson.
Yeah, I did have that one. And then,
had the Don't Blink one, too.
Yeah.
Which was probably my favorite.
Yep. And then, like, Tennant had the 3D sunglasses, or the Sonic.
He had sunglasses. He had 3D glasses.
Yeah.
That was...
And I guess, well...
Matt didn't.
No. Capaldi did.
Yeah, Sonic sunglasses.
Sonic sunglasses.
I really think Capaldi gave it up because he was getting too old and didn't like all the running.
Yeah.
I really honestly think that's the reason.
Like the heavy recording schedule or filming schedule.
I mean, the man's not young.
Right. Well, and that's what, like, Tennant said that he got tired of too, right? Because, like, for 6 or 8 months it was recording, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they got a crazy shooting schedule. Just try to work them to death as fast as they can.
Yeah. And Tennant's the only one that's actually came out of it of playing the Doctor not being typecast, kind of.
Oh, well, he always had so much going on anyways, and after he got out, he started doing the stage. Like,
successfully. Yeah. I mean, like...
Eccleston not typecasted either? Because he went on to play Destro.
Well, right, but... That was kind of a box office flop, though.
Yeah, I still like it.
He's in the A-list or something now.
You didn't like it because Channing Tatum.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that's getting remade, then, by the way?
No.
They're making a third one.
And then, like, what's his name? Matt Smith was in Terminator.
He was in something else not too long ago, too.
He was kind of... That was a little flop, too, but...
I thought it was cool that... the lady that plays Amy Pond can play Nebula in Guardians.
Yeah, and she's in Jumanji, so... And I haven't seen Darvel or anything lately either. They kind of wrote him off of Legends of Tomorrow, so...
Yeah.
Who?
Rory.
They did?
Yeah, he hasn't been on it. Maybe...
Didn't you tell me he played Rip?
Yeah, he played Rip Hunter.
He played Rip
Hunter. He was in all the first season,
I didn't watch it.
most of the second season, he disappeared for a while, and he came back, and then he disappeared again, so.
Yeah. It's like,
I have another question.
Go for it.
So, from an episode, like how there was the Pandora's Box episode, and Stonehenge was like a key or whatever, has an event or a place intrigued you more
right
now
right
after Doctor Who? Like Stonehenge, I'd be like, wow, it's rocks, but I kind of want to know, is there really something underneath it or whatever? Because it was the key or whatever to get into the main plot of the episode.
Only in Doctor Who world, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure if there was something under Stonehenge, the scientists would have found something by now.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like dinosaurs in the spaceship.
Yes.
You know.
That was a good episode, too, just because it had Rory's dad in it.
I had. Can I ask another question?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know how Doctor Who's really big in pop culture-wise?
Right.
What's your favorite Doctor Who reference outside of Doctor Who?
Outside of Doctor Who?
Yeah. Like, mine's Futurama. And they, like, there's an episode where they alter timeline, but you can see the TARDIS, and it lands, and then Tom Baker runs out. And he's like,
oh, you're saying like something like Doctor Who in another show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it being referenced.
Oh, being referenced.
Yeah.
I seen it on Top Gear once or twice.
Yeah. I think, well, I don't know, because I'm not sure about being referenced in other shows, but I think one of my favorite things is either like the Doctor's walking across the Abbey Road, like the Beatles cover. Or, like, the Exploding TARDIS, like, Van Gogh style, which I have a poster of. Shane has a poster of. So, something like that. Because I'm not sure about anything.
Yeah, I've seen, you know, a couple of shows, they'll throw a little Doctor Who thing in there once in a while.
Right. Simpsons had it, and they had different Simpson versions of the Doctor. Like, my favorite one was David Tennant, because it's David Tennant.
Yeah.
And then they had a Tom Baker one that was pretty good.
Because I think even Tennant did a Who reference, like, in Jessica Jones, too. Like, there's a line or two, I think they said. But I don't really remember. You boys want to wrap this one up?
Yeah, whenever you're ready for it, sir. I'll sit here and talk as long as you want.
All right. Well, we'll wrap up this first episode. And we'll be back with another one.
Okay, you used to be me. You've done all this before. What happens next?
I don't remember.
How can you forget this?
Hey, hang on. It's not my fault. You're obviously not paying enough attention. Reverse the polarity.
Why are you pointing your screwdrivers like that? They're scientific instruments, not water pistols.
I demand to be incarcerated in the tower immediately with my co-conspirators, Sandshoes and Grandad.
Grandad?
They're not Sandshoes.